Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you will be back. I am D.A. Arliss welcoming you to episode 063 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on January 23rd, 2012, of course. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? I have still not changed my strings, and the guitar that needs the strings screams at me every time I walk past her, "I need DRs now! Help me!" I really have to do it. Anyway, it's been a busy, unusual week, and maybe I can do it tonight. For those of you following the infamous unnecessary humidifier, I know a humidifier is never unnecessary. Bear with me here. The unnecessary humidifier that I picked up for a student who claimed she didn't have one, until I took one to her and her mom said, "Oh yeah, that, we have one." Hence, I had a humidifier that was unnecessary. So today I gave that humidifier to Michael, who has never humidified any of his guitars. I suggested that he humidify a guitar he has that has a crack in the top of it, just so if the guitar dries out, the crack is not made worse. In other words, the humidifier humidity can prevent the guitar from drying out and the crack increasing or getting broader. I hope Michael uses it. You need to humidify your guitars too. Remember, it's almost guaranteed that you need a humidifier if your dwelling is closed up and either the heat is running or the air conditioning is running. In either of those scenarios, it's, let's say, 99% likely you need to humidify your guitar. Now, if you're in New York or in the New York metro area, don't forget to visit the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. I'm going to mention this probably every week. Sorry if you're getting sick of hearing it, but it is definitely noteworthy, and I'm going to mention it whenever I podcast. Speaking of the podcast, this will not be a full feature podcast, but rather an abbreviated version. I'll confess at the start, this is kind of like a podcast light. We're sort of in a vigil mode. Our very dear friend is in her last days, possibly her last hours, so my distraction level is really high. If there's no podcast next week, don't be surprised, or if there's one next week and without any notice there isn't one the following week, that's a possibility. We may have it wrong and she may live a couple of weeks, but I can't imagine she's going to be able to endure what she's currently going through for very long. Our hearts are heavy over this, and it's a challenge to function hour to hour not knowing exactly what's going on, but we expect update calls around the clock, or I should say at any time. So I'm going to just abbreviate the podcast a little bit. It's not going to be a zero, but it's going to be a little abbreviated. So today I'm going to mention students who were in the student spotlight. News and take note segments will be pretty much usual, but I'm going to dispense with the question of the week because I didn't receive anything that intriguing or interesting in the form of questions from students or by email, and I'm just not tapping my memory today, so that's going to be just dispensed with. In the student spotlight, there are two students. The news is about a new signature guitar from Fender, and two that will be introduced later in the year. And the take notes segment is about the Jersey guitar mafia. No, I'm not kidding. I'm Italian, so it's okay for me to talk about the mob. Don't let my last name fool you. Okay, that's it for today's kind of brief and explanatory intro. Let's move on to the student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there are two students, as I mentioned in the intro. They are Arno, he's shown up frequently, and Lanny, who has been in the spotlight before. Although Arno is still working arduously on one technique, he excelled beautifully on another, so kudos, dude, you really played very well. Lanny is my youngest student and is making extraordinary progress. She accomplished an extraordinary amount at her last lesson, so I want to make mention of it. Just because her playing level isn't that high because she's quite young doesn't mean she didn't do extraordinarily well for herself. And the spotlight position is attained by anyone who does very well for them. Not only my most advanced students are in the spotlight. So she did great, and she's actually even forming a band with some of her friends. So you go, girl, and just keep practicing. That's Lanny's one area she's doesn't always get to practice, and she does have the time. So congrats to these spotlight occupiers. I hope they're going to have some company next week. Now let's uncharacteristically move on to this week's news. In this week's news, I'm going to speak about something I received from our friends at Fender. They are proud to introduce the Johnny Marr Signature Jaguar guitar, which puts the inventive ringing sounds and highly distinctive design mods of one of the UK's notorious modern-era guitarists in your hands. Now, before I elaborate a little bit more on this guitar, this is the time of the year when a lot of the guitar companies are announcing their new signature series or their new launches and things like that. So a lot of our news in the next couple of weeks, unless something astounding takes over, is going to be on these some of these particularly interesting guitars. And by the way, I think the Jaguar is going to be 50 during this year, so it's nice that they've got a new signature. Now, Marr is best known for being the strikingly dynamic and influential anti-hero guitarist, arranger, all-around musical wizard behind Manchester quartet The Smiths, which virtually redefined and ruled UK pop throughout the 80s. Now, he's a great melody player. He can layer and texture music, and he's always brought his own instantly identifiable ringing, jangling genius to the proceedings. Now, since The Smiths, he was with The Electronic, The Pretenders, Johnny Marr and the Healers, and right now he's with Modest Mouse and the Cribs, and he's made tons of guest appearances. This is a guitar player you probably know, and if you don't know him, you've probably heard him and just don't recognize his name. Here's what he's having to say about this guitar, the Signature Series guitar, and this is a quote. "Primarily, I was attracted to the Jag by the way it sounded. This big, clear, ringing sound. My first proper experience playing one was with Modest Mouse in 2005. I had this riff kicking around that ended up becoming the song Dashboard, and it went from there, really. The Jag suited the way I'd evolve as a guitar player, but at the same time, my old stuff sounded absolutely right on it. It sounds like I'm supposed to sound. Aesthetically, I think the Jag is beautiful. I love the body shape and chrome, the early 60s idea of space-age design. When Fender approached me to make my own signature Jaguar, I wanted to iron out some of the flaws that I felt the guitar had and spent months on the road going through as many as 15 old Jags, working out what I liked and what I didn't like about each one. I wanted to prove the naysayers wrong about the Jag, and my world became the guitar and the length of my guitar lead." So he goes on to talk about the little tweaks that he's made, and most particularly, I think what was plaguing about the Jaguar was the switch design, and that has been modified on this new Jag. So I'm not going to read you the whole thing. You can check that out at Fender. If you like Jaguars, the guitars, not the beautiful big cats or the cars, you should look into this new release for 2012. The guitar, I must clarify right now, is not for everyone's budget. There are a couple of models of this particular Johnny Marr guitar, Jaguar. And as is the case with many signature guitars, all of them have an MSR of around $2,400. The big guitar stores that are chains will probably be bringing the price down, say, 25 to 30%. That's pretty normal for this kind of guitar. I mean, it's down as low as 40% off on some of the less collectible, less famous guitars that they sell. But this one, I would say 25 to 30% off is about where you're going to see its price point, you know, down from 2,400. I mean, it's still a pricey guitar. So, two other signature Fenders we can look forward to this year are the Elvis Presley Kingman. Now, if you know the Fender line at all, the Kingman is not a solid body electric. So that's going to be interesting to see. And I should say this right up front. I'm not a fan of Fender acoustic guitars, never have been, but this Kingman, if I can get my hands on it and play it, maybe it will convert me. And there will be a guitar that I know some of my students are looking forward to seeing, which is going to be a Kurt Cobain Mustang. But for now, here's to a new Johnny Marr signature Fender. I hope Fender has a great success with it. And if you're a Fender Jaguar lover, this might be a guitar that you'd want to consider if your budget can stand it. Now, let's move along to the Take Note segment. My Take Note topic this week is about the Jersey Guitar Mafia. I know. If you watch a lot of a certain kind of TV show, you have a preconceived notion about New Jersey, assuming you don't already reside in the Garden State. You may think that if you come here, you will cross paths with a mob don. You also may think that everyone's wives are dysfunctional. They just live a few miles from where I'm recording. You might think that we have great hospitals, and we do, with brilliant yet unscrupulous heads of the infectious disease department. You may think every town around here produces boy bands made up of preacher's sons. They're from the next town from where I am. You may think we have the most fabulous bakeries than anywhere in the country. You may think our picturesque shore is inhabited only by obnoxious and vulgar individuals. But did you know that there is something in the Jersey air or water that produces an inordinate number of Italian guitarists? If you add non-Italian guitarists of note, then you could probably get a pricey government grant to survey and study it. Okay, I'm referring to the Jersey Guitar Mafia. It's an infamous group of players that consists of Al Caiola. I'm doing these in, by the way, alphabetical order by first name. Al Caiola, Bucky Pizzarelli, Frank Vignola, the token bassist who's Gary Marzorati, and Louis Palo. My inspiration for even bringing up the Jersey Guitar Mafia was it stemmed from a notice that I received from the Mawa Museum where the Les Paul Mawa exhibit is going on. And it was a note to indicate that Tuesday, tomorrow, January 24th at 7:30, in the upstairs gallery of the museum, Lou Palo, who was a very prominent player in the Les Paul Trio, was going to be giving a lecture and play and do a presentation called Remembering Les Paul and His Trio. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. Admission is $15. And if you hear this podcast in time and you're near Mahwah, New Jersey, I suggest you reserve a spot and go. I am going to be teaching if I'm not attending a wake, so I'm not going to be able to attend this one. Lou Palo, the last member of the Guitar Mafia that I mentioned, was a key player at the Les Paul Tribute concert I attended in the very end of September when the museum exhibit was opened. It was part of the opening weekend festivities. And you who follow the Gibson Guitar Company closely may know, and the rest of you may not know, that Gibson has recently launched a Lou Palo signature Les Paul guitar, which is an absolutely gorgeous instrument. And more about Lou Palo, you know, if you talk to any jazz guitarist in the New York metro area knows Louis Palo's name, as well as the names of his Jersey Guitar Mafia cronies. It's just a little curious thing. I can speculate that one reason for the large group of notable guitarists here is our proximity to New York City. I also read somewhere that New Jersey currently has the largest percentage of Italians in the population than any other state. Not the biggest number, mind you, but as percent in the state, I think I may be wrong on this, but I thought I read that it's something like 20% of the population, which is huge considering the melting pot we're right next to, which is New York City. So I think there's something going on here. I also have observed in a totally non-scientific survey of students, friends, and colleagues over all my life that some ethnic backgrounds produce individuals with certain strengths. I'm not suggesting that Italians have a corner on the music market. That would be ridiculous. Or that a German or Chinese person doesn't have the capability of becoming a great guitarist. I do, however, think that there may be some ethnic predisposition for stronger right or left brain functioning. Of course, I'm just babbling my thoughts here. I have no evidence for my posits other than what I observe around me. Anyway, if you're Italian or like Italian music, you might enjoy this album called The Jersey Guitar Mafia. If you're from an Italian family like I am, you literally can sing along with every song. Here's a little blurb from their website. They've banded together, strings loaded, to bring you a tasty assortment of favorite Italian songs in a unique and timeless recording to enjoy for years to come. The crown jewel guitarist of the New York jazz scene, the who's who of wood and steel, the Italian guys from across the Hudson who've backed countless giant stars in addition to being stars in their own right. They're the Jersey Guitar Mafia. Now that's pretty funny, I gotta say. Anyway, it goes on to say, these killer guitarists possess over 250 combined years of recording and live performances with Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman, Les Paul, Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Ringo Starr, Doc Severinsen, and many, many, many more. Have a look at the album in the making. There's a little link up there, and you can take a look. And the album was recorded at Showplace Recording Studio in Dover, New Jersey, so it's a pure Jersey product. I hope they're going to do more projects than just this. You've got to appreciate that I will have the photo in the show notes on my website, and the photo is them holding their guitar cases like their machine guns, and they all have hats on, and they look like a bunch of wise guys. Let's call it what it is. It's pretty interesting. That wraps it up for this week's Take Note segment. It's on the lighter side but if you enjoy Italian music or you just want to hear these guitar monsters all play together, I think you'll enjoy the album. You can go listen to it on their website. I will link to it in the show notes. So that wraps it up for this week's show. At this time, let's move on to the outro and wrap this baby up. So, the extra humidifier has found a new home, and no, I didn't get those strings on yet, and my guitar is screaming for them. I'm getting as desperate as she is, and I really think I've got to try to get it done tonight or tomorrow night. Humidify, humidify, humidify. If you've got the heat on or the air conditioning on, you need to humidify. Congrats to Arno and Lanny. Let's see more students in the spotlight next week. There is a new signature Jaguar from Fender, the Johnny Marr Signature Jaguar. If you have plenty to spend, it may be a Jag you'd like. Forget about it! The Jersey Mafia are famous Italian guitarists that hail from New Jersey and play Italian music. You might want to check them out. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 063 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to any and everything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com. all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com. And please note that if you would like to send me an email, it is guitartechnique@gmail.com. There is no tutor in the email address. Although I didn't have a question of the week this week, don't hesitate to email me your question for the question of the week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to contact you and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick for your trouble. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not the tweeting dynamo that many people are. I update people with my guitar-y activities and retweet whatever I receive that I think is interesting. On my homepage and on the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you are seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I am your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.